from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom Arise, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Virtual will be the theme for the 2021 60-day state legislative session, which begins today in Santa Fe. There will be rule changes during the Zoom debate sessions. Minority floor leader and Republican Jim Townsend of Eddy County explains further.
The rule changes are changes that the majority are proposing to facilitate this virtual world that they're wanting to go in. And those are only for the House, because the Senate is going to meet in session in person. I think they're going to do committees virtually.
And the debate sessions will also be done virtually, which really bothers Townsend.
What they're proposing is that everybody, even if you're sitting in the chambers, you have to use the Zoom connection to interface and debate.
U.S. Congressional District 2 Representative Yvette Harrell distanced herself on Monday from Cowboys for Trump founder Corey Griffin. Her campaign social media account deleted posts highlighting the endorsement from Griffin. This coming on the heels of his arrest by the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Washington, D.C. over the weekend on charges stemming from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Lovington Main Street director Mara Salcido announces they are taking applications to help those who want to jumpstart a food truck business. Five candidates will be selected from the applications. The deadline to apply is February 5th. To apply, log on to the Lovington Main Street website. Democrat lawmakers are proposing bills in the 2021 legislative session to ban fracking and place a four-year moratorium on drilling in New Mexico. Former state senator and oil and gas businessman Greg Fulfer warns against it.
You know, it'd be devastating for the workforce. It'd be devastating for the state. They could get by, you know, with the decline rate of these wells. They would, first year, they'd probably be okay. The second year, they would start seeing a pretty noticeable drop in their revenue. And third and fourth year, you know, they would be cutting their budget probably in half.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arise.